Today's match is in the books, and we're breaking it down. This is your RSL post-match show on the RSL Radio Network.
Welcome into the RSL post-match show here on the RSL Radio Network. Jay Catch here, Lauren Beck there, and Spencer Warren down a ways over there. 3-1. It's not that far, Spencer.
I've got my binoculars.
Come on now. But hey,
far away.
A 3-1 victory, another second-half comeback for Real Salt Lake for the second straight week, and some history made in the process. The first PK since 2022, the first hat trick since 2018, and RSL collects all 3 points. Initial thoughts, either of you, go ahead.
For me, best performance of the season.
I
thought, even though 1-0 down at halftime, I thought RSL really crept into that first half. Second half, still kind of even, but they started to really probe. And obviously, when you don't have a ton of the ball, I know that St. Louis aren't a huge fan when you look at the stats. Still around 57% possession for Real Salt Lake. And RSL outpassed them by 100 passes. I thought they were going to be a little bit more difficult. Obviously, the equalizer was a huge sigh of relief. The penalty was a bit of a strange one for me. It is a penalty, but it's so harsh. It's so harsh. The two penalties.
There's two penalties.
It's two people's hands.
Yeah. but it's harsh. Like, one's in between the legs.
It's harsh, but when two guys made the same foul on the same play.
I still think it's harsh. And the reason for it being is one is in between the legs as he's sliding down. The other one comes off the thigh and then up to the arm.
Sure. So I agree the second one. If the second one had been the sole reason for the PK, I would agree, because that is kind of part of the rule, is does it come off about another body part directly? But Tim Parker 100% knows what he's doing when his hand is there as he's going to ground. I wholeheartedly believe that. So the first one, I don't really have a problem with being called a PK. The second one I could understand, but for there to be two handballs, boom, boom, you're going to get a PK called against you 100%.
We got Spen handing out gifts over here as we wrap up this game. So.
But I do agree with Spence. A very good performance from Real Salt Lake. Obviously, didn't start the game well, but grew into it by the end of that first half. Had some good opportunities, and then good substitutions from Pablo. Kept the team fired up and in a flow as well. Didn't disrupt the flow, which is very important with those substitutions. The only question I had on substitutions was why even bother letting Bodie Hidalgo start the second half when you prepared Andres to come in at the 50th minute and he came in at the 56th. I don't get the point of letting a player have a 10-minute run in the second half rather than just starting or Andres Gomez, but not a big deal. I just was a little confused by that one, but good substitutions, good flow to the game for RSL. Friggin' PK and a hat trick tonight. What the heck?
And history.
And I thought, to be honest with you, as soon as Diego Luna came on, and I know, obviously, St. Louis was starting to tire a little bit, but it was so much more control. Mm. And Matt Crooks, it's not going to be a strong point play on the left. I thought he did some really good stuff in the first half, some really good combination play. But, yeah, obviously, with Diego traveling with the U.S. men's U-20s or U-21s, I can't remember what it was. Either way, how important he has become as a young player, that he kind of dictates everything for Real Salt Lake, and a lovely assist for him for Chicho to get his hat-trick as well. So, yeah, I just feel like this team, when it's got its starting 11, will beat anybody on its day if it goes right and they put in a performance like they did for 90 minutes today.
Yeah, and that's the other thing about this is, Spenel, I agree with your first take, though, best performance of the season. Because they get the strike in the third minute, and Lauren, you pointed it out, it was kind of a slow start for RSL, and they paid the price for that. But really, it felt like after that, RSL kind of took control of this, controlled the tempo, controlled the pace of this match. And yeah, it took until the second half, and Chicho by the way, what a thunderous strike. That turn, he just hits it one time, put it in the back of the net. I was like, wow. That just shows his class as a striker. And here's the thing. We've done enough shows with RSL not having an out-and-out striker. It's nice to have a guy like that on your side.
Yeah, it was good to have him move up into the true striker position there as well. Hopefully Anderson, I don't know if we've gotten word on that, if it was kind of precautionary. I know he has had some hamstring issues previously, so I think that's the biggest concern for me at the moment is what is the status of Anderson Julio there, if it was just a cramp or if it's one of those recurring for him. But good to have Chicho move back up into that role a little bit later in the game. A lovely finish from him. A great assist from Diego Luna on that third goal as well. Just, as you said, it felt like there was more control from RSL once he entered the field. And again, just good substitutions from Pablo.
Yeah, we welcome your feedback as well. You can reach out. Lauren's at Lars_MM. I'm at Jacob C. Hatch. You also can send him to KSL Sports, owner KSL Sports, or RSL Show. We'll see all of it. No matter where you want to send it, we'll get your reaction. We will take a timeout. We'll come back. We're awaiting a post-game press conference audio. We'll have Pablo Mastroianni as well as RSL players coming up. Want to remind you guys that Real Salt Lake will be back at America First Field coming up on April 13th when they host the 2023 MLS Cup Champions Columbus Crew. Presented by Alta Bank. For more information and tickets to join the riot, please visit RSL.com. All right, more in a moment right here on the RSL Radio Network. Welcome back to the RSL post-match show here on the RSL Radio Network. Real Salt Lake 3-1 winners as they take down St. Louis City. And as we await a post-game press conference to begin, we are currently in the Zoom room, so that means we're getting closer. Here's the thing, Spenna, we talked in the pregame, I'll get your thought on this. We talked about RSL learning lessons from that Colorado loss and losing kind of the control of that match, and it felt like RSL learned from that, and they did not relinquish any control, it felt like, to St. Louis.
No, not at all, and obviously when St. Louis tried to make it a little bit... Do we have Pablo?
Is that Pablo or is that Chicho sitting
down?
Looks
like Chicho down.
All right, we got Chicho Arango. We'll get your thought in just a moment. Chicho Arango addressing the media after his hat trick. Here you go.
Chicho, pues primero que nada, felicidades por tu hat-trick. Un partido complicado en un principio, pero se reajustó un poco el sistema. Tú estuviste muy activo también en muchas situaciones del partido, más allá de los goles. En esta nueva faceta que te ha puesto el entrenador, sales mucho del área, buscas recuperar, ir hacia atrás. ¿Qué tan cómodo te sientes jugando con ese formato?
Bueno, gracias.
Congratulations on the three goals. So in this new position and tactics that the coach has put you in, you're having to drop in a lot more and get more involved. How comfortable do you feel doing that?
Bueno, gracias por las felicidades y pienso que vengo a aportar, ya sea en la posición que me ponga el profe. Sigo instrucciones de lo que debo hacer y acato las normas que el profe me pide y consejos para poder no salirme tanto del área en los momentos decisivos que conllevan el partido. Pero es una faceta que ya la había tenido en mi carrera, jugar ahí, y bueno, también me siento cómodo, espero poder aportar. Hoy, gracias a Dios, me tocó aportar con goles, pero en lo que puedo aportar, vengo a aportar mi granito de arena.
Thank you for the congratulations. So he's just here to do whatever the coach asks of him. He obviously takes advice for the decisive moments in the box on how he can get better. But this isn't new for him that he's played this position in his career before and that he's just here to support in any way he can. And thank God that he was able to help with goals today. But he just looks to bounce off of that.
Bueno, un jugador y sobre todo un delantero siempre busca anotar goles. Cuando cae el primero, me imagino que buscas el segundo, pero ya cuando cae el segundo, un hat-trick creo que es una palabra más fuerte para un delantero, es algo que siempre busca. ¿Cómo te sentías tú después de haber anotado el segundo, que fue vía penal, tratando de no solamente buscar el hat-trick para ti, sino que adelantar al equipo y asegurar la victoria?
Bueno.
Obviously, as a forward, you're always looking to score goals. So after the first one, you obviously want to get the second one. And after the second one, being a PK, putting your team in front and obviously looking for a hat trick. How did it feel to get that second goal?
Bueno, estoy muy contento más que todo por el cambio de chip que tuvo el equipo, que salió al segundo tiempo con un carácter diferente, con esas ganas de salir a buscar el partido. El profe Pablo nos lo dijo. no nos desesperemos. El primer gol va a llegar y cuando llegue el primer gol seguramente iremos en busca del segundo. Y fue lo que hicimos. Gracias a Dios se pudo anotar el primero. El segundo fue positivo porque alzó a los fans. Los fans nos alzaron a nosotros y fuimos en busca del tercero. Entonces, estoy muy contento, agradecido con mi familia también que me apoya bastante.
He's obviously very proud of the team that they came out into the second half with a lot of character and coming out to look for the game. Pablo told them not to get frustrated by being down, that the first goal would come. Then after the first goal did come, that the fans lifted them up to keep trying to find that second goal. Overall, just happy with the win.
Chicho, buenas noches, con felicitaciones. En los primeros dos minutos cae el gol de San Luis. Creo que un balde de agua fría, ¿verdad?, para todo el equipo. Como capitán, ¿y qué, cómo animas a los jugadores para seguir, como tú dices, con esa actitud para salir a ganar en el segundo tiempo?
You guys conceded in the second minute with the St. Louis goal. That obviously feels like a bucket of water thrown on you. As a captain, how did you kind of rally around the team and help them stay focused?
Bueno, como tú lo dijiste, fue un balde de agua fría para nosotros. Que nos caiga un gol tan rápido porque durante la semana trabajamos muy bien, durante la semana queríamos y tuvimos la ambición de salir a buscar el partido diferente, pero bueno, así es el fútbol. Entonces tienes que cambiar el chip inmediatamente, hacer como si no pasa nada, pero intento pues transmitirles a los compañeros que algo así es normal que pase en el fútbol. La idea es cómo lo afrontes, ese es el objetivo, de cómo afrontes esos momentos para poder darle transición rápida y positiva.
So yeah, obviously it did feel like a bucket of water thrown on you, kind of a shock to concede that early after they had been working so hard, and he thought they did well throughout the week to kind of focus on keeping the ball, but that he just kind of has to rally around the team, kind of let them know that there's a lot of time left to kind of just rally around that.
Ahora, desde 2018 no había un jugador que había anotado un hat-trick, y el último que fue Craylock, también como capitán. Ahora tú como capitán lo vuelves a hacer. ¿Nos puedes describir un poco de las emociones que sientes en este momento o cómo te sientes que estás haciendo historia aquí ahora con este club también?
It's been since 2018 that an RSL player has gotten a hat trick. It was last Krylock as captain, so now you as captain. What emotions do you feel having scored one?
Bueno, es un orgullo, es un orgullo para mí poder hacer un hat-trick y acá en el Real Salt Lake. Para eso trabajo, para momentos como este. Yo sé que Dios premia a los trabajadores, a los que hacen las cosas bien y no le hacen daño a nadie. Entonces intento mantenerme enfocado y yo creo que no hubiera sido posible sin mis compañeros y todo el cuerpo técnico. Y también agradecer a mi familia que siempre está ahí, a mis padres también que siempre tienen una voz de aliento para mí. Entonces muy contento.
It's an honor to score a hat-trick for RSL. That's what he works for. He says that God rewards good, hard-working people that don't wish bad on others. And so he also wants to just thank his family and his friends for all the support that they've put into him, but it wouldn't have been possible without his teammates. Andy, on Zoom.
Thank you, Chicho, mi hermano. Un saludo. Pregunta, ¿te acuerdas del último triplete? Y quería saber más allá del mes que cerraron de buena manera, un mes positivo que demuestra el equipo en lo que sigue pues en la temporada. Todavía está muy temprano, pero ¿qué demuestra cerrar un mes muy positivo como fue este?
Do you remember your last hat trick, but also how does it feel to close out a successful month for RSL and yourself?
Sí, yo creo que fue con Dallas, si no me equivoco, el último hat-trick. Y bueno, yo pienso que estoy muy enfocado en lo que queremos para el resto del campeonato. Nos queda un año muy largo donde vamos a estar enfocados, vamos a trabajar fuertemente para poder lograr los objetivos que nos vamos a trazar durante el año. Y yo creo que si trabajamos con ese ámbito que tenemos, entonces vamos a conseguir cosas lindas.
He doesn't quite remember. Dallas kind of comes to mind with the last hat trick. But he says it's a long year ahead and that he's obviously happy to close out another successful month, but that they have to stay focused and work hard to achieve the things that they want to achieve this year.
Move on to English, go ahead, Tyler. En español, ¿está bien? Ok, gracias. Felicidades. Y Roman Berkey, le pido la camisa, ¿no?
Bueno, es un gran jugador. Creo que tiene mucha empatía. Vino a felicitarme. No es fácil estar de portero y poder felicitar a alguien que te anota. Yo creo que eso demuestra lo gran persona que es y lo merecido que tuvo el año pasado como el mejor portero de la liga. Entonces yo creo que es muy, muy lindo saber que cuentas con personas así, que te felicitan y tienen buena empatía.
So the question was, Roman Berkey asked you for your shirt, and Chicho responded that yes, that it takes a lot of courage to kind of come up to someone after a game and congratulate them after they've scored against you, but that just kind of shows you the type of person that Berkey is, and that it's obviously well deserved after he was goalkeeper of the year last year for MLS.
Anyone else for Chicho?
Congratulations on the victory. Do you like playing against teams that are as physical and pressing as St. Louis seems to be?
¿Te gusta jugar contra los equipos que son tan físicos y con alta presión como St. Louis?
Bueno, me gusta, sí. Son grandes jugadores que son fuertes. Me gusta porque eso saca el ímpetu y las ganas que tiene uno por dentro, el saber que tienes una defensa y jugadores tan buenos que defienden bien. Pero yo creo que me gustó mucho lo que hizo el equipo hoy, de poder cambiar de una manera tan positiva en el segundo tiempo y tener esa energía hacia salir adelante. Y bueno, gracias a Dios se pudo ganar.
So he did like playing against them, that playing against great players with great strength is always fun, but he's very proud of how his team came out in the second half to kind of rough it out and get the win at the end of the night.
And with a new system, you're learning the new system this season. Where do you feel the team is at so far? What percentage are you? 50% there? And what do you expect in the future for this season, this new system?
So, ¿cómo están aprendiendo el nuevo sistema? ¿Cómo qué porcentaje usted piensa que están ahorita?
Bueno, yo creo que el nuevo sistema que implementamos en el partido pasado y este nos da una ímpetu de un poco más de ataque. Sé lo que es jugar de nueve, entonces intento que en este caso Julio no se sienta tan solo, entonces les genero espacios para que no se sienta tan solos. Llego al área para que él no se sienta tan solo, entonces eso es lo que intento también, que mis compañeros también puedan brillar. El caso del partido pasado, Barajas y Julio también tuvieron un gran partido, entonces esto es de equipo, esto es gracias a mis compañeros que pudieron hacer el trabajo de ellos para yo poder anotar hoy 3 goles y estoy muy feliz.
So the new system kind of gives him more leeway in the attack, and that he knows how it is to play as a 9 for Julio, that he tries to be up there and support him, get into the box so he doesn't feel alone. But that also allows other players to kind of shine more, for example, Barajas and Julio, that had a really good game against Vancouver. But he's just happy that everyone kind of did their part to be able to get the win tonight.
Anyone over Zoom? Oh, Carson, go ahead.
Congratulations on the hat trick, Chicho. What was your mindset going into this game after drawing St. Louis last time out?
En tu hat trick, ¿qué eran tus pensamientos y tu actitud entrando al partido como la vez pasada empataron con St. Louis?
Bueno, pienso que el partido pasado ya lo habíamos dejado atrás. Sabíamos que este iba a ser un partido complicado, que ellos son un gran equipo, que teníamos que enfocarnos en nosotros. En el primer tiempo, obviamente, se ve un partido muy cerrado porque ahí no actúa el cansancio. Entonces, en el segundo tiempo sabíamos que en algún momento se iban a generar algunos espacios que los teníamos que aprovechar y bueno, gracias a Dios, los aprovechamos y logramos ganar el partido.
So they had already forgotten about the last match. It's in the past for them, but they knew that coming into this game it was going to be a complicated physical battle. They knew that in the first half there wasn't as many spaces just because there wasn't as many tired legs, but they knew going into the second half there was going to be spaces due to tired legs that they were going to have to take advantage of, and he thinks they did that with the three goals.
Glass, yes.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
There you go, Chicho Arango addressing the media after his hat trick, and I think he was pretty gracious, all things considered. This is a guy in Spino. Arsenal spent a lot of money to bring him here, and this is why they wanted him in this club.
Yeah, I mean, he's a goal scorer, works hard, incredibly hard for the team, works around the front line and does a ton of good work, you know, and he puts the team first, but to get those kind of rewards, that's where you want him. You want him putting the ball into the back of the net, and he did it really, really well tonight, and long may it continue.
All right, it's like Pablo Mastroianni. They got this camera really zoomed out when he's sitting down. We will send it down to the interview room as Pablo Mastroianni addresses the media after the win.
Congratulations on the win. After you guys went down early, obviously you've been able to come back. Like last week on the road, you came back. But at home, it hasn't been as favorable for you guys. What was different about tonight that allowed you guys to kind of break the mold and get such a statement kind of win?
Yeah, no, I think, again, I go back to that Colorado game where, you know, we were down, and instead of fixing things as a collective, we try to do it as individuals. Positionally, we were out of whack. And so we've really spent the last few weeks just talking about structure and talking about how important it is. It doesn't matter what time of the game it is, we want to play a certain way. And obviously when there's 10 minutes left in the game and you're up two goals, you know, again, the players have to feel the moments, but again, I think it really goes back to that. And, you know, and after games now, it's really interesting because oftentimes coaches, and I've done this my career, is I'll speak after every game. And we're changing tradition a little bit, is that the players speak after we win. Because it's really important for them to hear each other's voice as to what they did to get the result we got. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones on the field managing the moments. And I thought they did a fantastic job tonight of staying the course. There was times, you know, where, you know, even when we were down, we didn't just lump balls. You know, we sucked them out. We stuck to the game plan. And so, again, credit to the guys for really performing well, competing well, and the way they fight for each other is something that you can't manufacture, right? It's a real group of guys that really enjoy spending time with each other, training down away from the ground, and it just feels like a really good group.
And then it seemed like things started to open up quite a bit when you brought on Diego and Andreas there in the second half. What do they bring specifically in the attack? And I guess coming off of national team trips as well, was their confidence just feeling pretty good tonight?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, both of them arrived midweek, seven time zones away, and so again, where we are in the season and the way the guys played in Vancouver, I thought it was a perfect opportunity to give them a bit of a break to come into a game and see it from a different perspective. I thought they both brought great energy. I think, you know, positionally they were both really, really good. Defensively, they both contributed in moments, and I think with younger players, oftentimes the toughest thing for them to learn, and it only comes with experience, is how to manage games the right way. And both of them took on great defensive positions when we were up two goals, which is a big growth, you know, because again, you're not always going to start games, right? And so do you understand how to manage moments that are really important for the group? And both those guys did a great job tonight.
Pablo, it'd be really easy to talk right now about Chicho and his hat trick, and maybe we'll get to that plenty. But I want to focus on the two passes that set up his two run-of-play goals from Katranas and then from Diego. It seems like it was a play where like one person on the field kind of saw sort of the opening that he had or the type of shot he could make or something like that. Where does that chemistry come from between Luna and Katranas and Chicho in particular?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that, you know, we do every week is we really focus in on all the phases of play. And so that final third, given that Chicho was playing more of a 10, you know, and the reason why we want our 9 to stretch is because usually one forward will take 2 center backs with them, and then there's soft space in between. And so that pass from our from our wing back, whether it's the right or left, whether it's, you know, Bodie or Katronis, that space is always available. And so, but the difficult thing is, it's one thing to be available. It's another thing to execute the pass with the right type of pace and put it in a position where you can secure it and get a shot off. And so, again, these guys are fantastic players. And in order to score goals, you have to make plays, right? You can't draw up a goal. You need individual talent to put the ball in the back of the net. And I think everyone that contributed on the goal showed their quality tonight. And obviously, Chicho scoring three. Hopefully that opens the floodgates moving forward.
You touched on it a little bit, but with when you guys went down early, 2 or 3 minutes in, whatever it was, and Chicho mentioned it as well, how there was nobody really hanging their head, like plenty of time kind of a mentality, comeback type of mentality. Is that mentality that you talk, I guess I'm using the word do, but yeah, is that mentality that you're talking about?
With it is, and I think where life is more important than words is that we experienced it last weekend. And so we came in at halftime and said, listen, we went through this in Colorado where we were down a goal and everyone lost their way. I said, you got to trust the structure. You got to trust your teammates to get you the ball in dangerous areas. And then the guys up front just need to execute. And so it was good to have a dress rehearsal last week to then go back this week. And again, the guys after the game said the same things. We stayed the course. We didn't panic. It didn't matter how much time we had. We weren't going to deviate from a game plan. And so again, it's easy from a coaching perspective to say that. It's another thing to feel the pressure of the game and want to break and do your own thing, but to stay the course. And so again, a fantastic mentality and resilient mindset from the guys.
Pablo, can you just comment on how happy you were to get a penalty after about 19 months?
I couldn't believe it, DJ. As a matter of fact, I thought they were going to take it back because I was like, this can't be real. It's been that long since we've had a PK. But again, I think, again, and the reason why we want to put balls in dangerous areas in the box, because those things happen. And again, credit to the guys on that play. I think it was Emeka and Andreas really combined well. Deep into their box to force their players to slide, two players to kind of not know where the ball is. So it was a long time coming.
Obviously, the team was dangerous before the subs and then lethal after them. How much of that was the subs, and how much did you think it was conditioning and altitude and the ability to run late in the game?
Yeah, I think it's all of that. It's impossible to put your finger on it. Again, I think what you want from players coming into games is to inject some energy into the group. And I thought all the guys that came in did a really, really good job of that. And the other part is, it felt to me like in the first half, they were trying to take the air out of the game. And oftentimes what happens is when you do that and then you concede, there's not really a foundation to build from an attacking perspective because you spent so long trying to preserve the lead. And so for us, it's really put your foot on the gas mentality, but do it in a very constructive, collective way. And so again, with all these games, we're learning about ourselves. We want to be a better version of ourselves every game. And I think in the last two games, the guys have really done that.
With the international call-ups and the injuries, you've had to use different combinations of players and maybe not exactly where you visualize using a player. How much does this give you thought about what the team could look like going forward when you want to change a game with subs?
Yeah, it's obviously that's definitely a silver lining when you're down a few players and you know even Bodie tonight played a really good game and obviously it's not the position that he's been playing but I think he brings his athleticism, he brings his technique, he got into the dangerous areas quite a few times, in particular in the first half. And so just knowing that when Andres leaves next time, we'll have a good idea as to how we're going to go. And then Chicho in the 10 or Chicho up front, the most important part about that is just getting Chicho the ball in dangerous areas and he'll take care of the rest. But it does give us a bit of, flexibility with the way we go moving forward, especially when the season becomes a little bit more congested. We'll be able to kind of have a better idea as to how we're going to go.
Pablo, congratulations on the victory. Going along with that last question from David James, we've seen Chicho start underneath Julio the last couple of games. Is that a new wrinkle or is that a form of necessity?
No, I think I didn't want to dismiss the Vancouver game. The guys played a fantastic game. And just to say, we got everyone back, let's change it. I feel like it's playing God with the culture of the group. You know, if these guys played so great on the road and we got our first road victory of the year, let's run it back. Let's give these guys an opportunity. Because again, when you're talking about competition, that's a big part of not stifling competition. Right, we want the guys coming back from international duty to raise the bar, not to just come back to as they were. And so I think that was a big part of it. Obviously, Ando got nicked up today, so we'll see where he's at. But again, I think we feel comfortable putting Chicho up front as a nine, and putting, you know, Crooks, Diego, Fidel in the 10. And unfortunately, you know, Fidel took a knock in the middle of the week, because again, if he was available, he would have started tonight.
Do you enjoy playing against physical pressing teams like St. Louis? And is there a little bit of a budding rivalry here with these teams?
I love playing against it because it's really simple. In that, if you don't match their fight, if you don't win second balls, it goes back to like the most basic aspects of football. If you don't win those battles, you have no chance against these guys. And the team that we want to be is a team that can compete physically with anyone, but then have a bit of sophistication on the ball and dictate how we're going to break teams down. And tonight, I thought we did that. And again, when we were in St. Louis, we had a great game against them as well. And I felt like we won that physical battle as well. Because I think it's one thing to be just a sophisticated team on the ball, but if you don't have that desire to win second balls, if you're not running that midfield, if you're not winning, you know, 50-50s, you know, then depending on the day, you win or lose. I think if you bring that every game, you put yourself in a great position to get results week in and week out.
We're going to go over to Zoom. Andy, go ahead.
Thanks, Delma. Hey, Pablo. Is Chicho's hat trick was the first for RSL since Krylak in 2018. I just wanted to know your but he was just in here talking about he was happy about scoring, which he always is, but he was more happy about the mentality the team showed. Just wanted to know your mindset on him just making those strides and having that impactful performance, and also it coming against one of the best goalkeepers in MLS.
Yeah, no, again, I think Chicho's quality really shined through tonight. I think, and oftentimes I say this to attacking players, is when you commit to the defensive side of the ball, the soccer gods reward you with some great, you know, attacking opportunities. And I think he took them, you know, the first goal that he scored is world class, right? From a tough angle, he hits a real heavy ball against a really, really good goalkeeper. And you know, it puts a smile on my face to hear about the mentality. And he said that because I think he's the driving force in everything we do with this group. He's the mental monster during training. He sets the tone on both sides of the ball. And I'm just so happy for him to have the game that he had, because it then represents the rest of the group, and there's a locker room there that will do anything for Chicho. And so when he plays like he did tonight and how he has been playing, I think we're on the cusp of being a really tough team to play against.
Carson, go ahead.
You already weighed in a little bit on the guys going on international duty and coming back. What is the decision in the staff room for those guys coming back and not getting the start?
Again, the one thing is that I believe in everything I say, right? So when I say we're a team, if people go away, and again, if we were in the playoffs and these guys were coming back, it'd be a different story, right? I think given where we are in the season, with the team playing as well as they did against Vancouver, it gives other players an opportunity to step up and continue to raise the bar for everyone else. And I think that's what a team is. It's not relying on any individual. It's knowing that we're going to have injuries, knowing that we're going to have international duties. And when we have there, when we get to that point, I don't want to sit here in front of you and ever make an excuse about not having our players. And the only way to do that is to stay true to what you believe as a coach, as a staff. And that's that the team always comes first. And so this case was, you know, the guys come over on Wednesday and Thursday after, you know, 20 some odd hours of travel, and then, you know, just putting them into the group when they played extremely well. And so if we're going to be successful this year, we're going to have to do it with all hands on deck. There's going to be a lot of midweek games, And this was a great opportunity to give the guys who played really well against Vancouver an opportunity again.
Anyone else for Pablo? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. There you go, Pablo Mastroeni, addressing the media after RSL wins 3-1 over St. Louis City. And Alex, you can tell me in my ear, do we know if we're having anybody else come down? All right, so we'll take a time out. We'll come back with some other thoughts. I do want to remind you guys that the Utah Royals are back. We'll be hosting the Orlando Pride Friday, April 12th here at America First Field. Don't miss a minute of their historic return. Get your tickets now. For more information and tickets, go to utahroyals.com. More reaction to RSL's 3-1 win over St. Louis City coming up next right here on the RSL Postmatch Show.
The second ball, though, to Vera. Vera to Katranas. Katranas around Jackson. Katranas centrally for Chicho. Chicho turns, shoots, oh, scores! What a goal! What a goal by Chicho Arango! He turns, pivots, and hammers it inside the post. And it's 1-1 in the 70th minute.
Welcome back to the RSL post-match show. The highlight you heard right there was the equalizer, and then Chicho went on to tally a PK and also a third goal off a fantastic assist from Diego Luna. Spendo, you mentioned this off-air. RSL right there amongst the league leaders right now in a number of statistical categories.
Yeah, obviously Chicho Arango with his hat-trick tonight. That makes it 5 goals on the season for him. So he's just behind that young Scottishman, Lewis Morgan, for the New York Red Bulls. But Chicho has 5 goals in the season. He also has 4 assists. But Diego Luna, top, well, joint top man in the assist department with 5 on the season. So, yeah, soccer's much more fun when you've got some of the leaders on your team in the scoring and assist charts.
Well, you like to use the term danger man. Well, that's exactly what those two are right now for RSL, Lauren.
Yeah, fun to watch. As we said in that first segment, when Diego came on, there was a bit more control from RSL in that attack coming down that wing. I thought Matt did fine in the first half and before he was subbed out there in the second, but it was a pretty clear difference once Diego was on. I think he probably would have started if he hadn't just gotten back from his duties with the national team. So good performance from the youngin there, as well as Chicho, obviously. I mean, I think all around solid performances from everyone tonight. You know, rough start to the game, as we talked about, but just an all-around performance, I think, from this team, the most complete we've seen on the season. And yeah, like you said, it's fun to have people scoring goals, getting assists, and being up there. It's been a hot minute since we've had players up there in those categories. I think Albert and Demir were in those mixes for a little while there.
I think we had one season of Aaron Herrera up there as well.
Oh, yes, with assists. Yeah.
And then he got traded. So
yeah.
Moving swiftly on.
I think he had 11 assists that season. I didn't bring my notebook.
He had an incredible that one season. He was delivering it on point, mm-hmm. and being rewarded as such.
Yeah, and it was mostly to Demir who was putting him away as well. But you know, there's always been a time period where we've had players in those conversations, mm-hmm. and hopefully they can stay up in those ranks, and that would just make for a very fun season.
Well, and if they do, this means a pretty successful season is in the offing. That's the positive you can take away from it. Yep. All right, let's run down some of the scores from around Major League Soccer. We do still have 2 matches that are nearing the end. LA Galaxy up 1-0 on Seattle. That is down there at Dignity Health Sports Park in Carson. And then Vancouver, who RSL is coming off a win. They've had a flying start to the season. Well, the Cascadia Cup matchup for them in Portland at BC Place, 3-2 right now. Now a 90+1 for Vancouver, so it looks like they're on their way to rebounding with a victory of their own.
And they scored. Raposo scored in the 87th minute.
Got it.
So that was that changed while I was talking. It was 2-2.
Okay.
It's been a pretty wild one. They were up 2-0. Portland came back and tied it 2-2, and a late one there from Vancouver. See if they can hold on here with the 1 minute of stoppage time.
1 minute of stoppage time.
What is that?
You know, 13 minutes here, 1 minute there. You know, we had, what was the first half one last week in Charlotte? Was it 16, you said, or something?
Oh, yeah, there
like
was, yeah, 16, because they had like a kickoff they had to redo three times, a PK, a red card. There was all sorts of stuff happening in that game.
Yeah, a lot of other results. We already talked about Philadelphia beating Minnesota, a 2-0, who Arsenal's going to see next week. They're headed up to Minnesota. Colorado beating LAFC 3-2, a bit of a surprise result. Spencer, you kind of talked about it. Will the real Colorado please stand up? We're not 100% certain what to make of the Rapids so far this year.
I would say that with LAFC as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, they've brought in a ton of players. They spent plenty of money. And it was an ordinary team that turned up here, but they got the 3 points. They seem to be churning out results. And at some point, it's going to click and be more slick, you'd think. And, yeah, but they're on merit right now.
Yeah. Cincinnati and Charlotte drawing 1-1. DC United being Montreal 1-0 at home. Miami and NYCFC tying 1-1. So we had 1-1 ties here. Orlando, New York, Red Bulls. Kansas City, though, running roughshod over Toronto 3-1. Austin back into the win column. They had a really rough start to the season. I was looking at power rankings this week, and I think almost across the board, Austin was, like, at the bottom of those power rankings. They've just had a really rough start. They get a 2-1 win at home over Dallas. Houston, 2-1 winners over San Jose at home. 2-2 between Nashville and Columbus, who RSL will see in 2 weeks' time as Columbus makes the trip out here to Sandy. So some interesting results across the league here.
Yeah, and just taking a look at the standings, I mean, Cincinnati at the top in the Eastern Conference, not too much of a surprise with 12 points, 3-0-3. But looking at the Western Conference, maybe a couple of surprises. LA Galaxy currently sitting with their results, if that holds tonight, 12 points, also 3-0-3 on the season. Vancouver in second, if that result holds for them, with 10 points, 3-1-1, and then RSL in third at 3-2-1. So it's kind of interesting to see those two teams at the top right now in the Western Conference. Not too surprised with the Eastern Conference standings at the moment, but the West, I think, is always a little full of surprises throughout the season as you take a look at those. But two teams that, especially LA, that struggled last season.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Seattle Sounders, by the way, bottom of the table in the West right now, 2 points on the year. They're off to one of their. It's almost like an annual thing. They start off kind of slow. Mid-season, they seem to either figure it out and they just start rolling. But they're off to a very, very slow start here, Spino.
Yeah, and just 4 goals on the season as well, which is almost unheard of. Even though they do start the season slow, you know, they do have plenty of goal scorers. So a bit of a surprise there. But this change, obviously, Nicholas Lodero anymore, who's I think he's gone over to Orlando. It was Orlando? He's gone somewhere in Florida.
I want to say you're right.
He was kind of the one that was pulling the strings. So, plenty of surprises. And San Jose conceding 13 goals in their first six matches. No surprise there whatsoever because they just love to pour forward and don't worry about defense.
Yeah, Orlando City is where Nicola Darrow is right now. So,
also not having a very good start to the season, which I find a little surprising, again, given last season's form.
It is a long season, though, to be sure. Obviously, there's plenty of time for these clubs to turn things around. So we will get some final thoughts coming up next. We'll get some thoughts looking ahead to next week as RSL makes the trek to the North Country, as they call it, up there to Minnesota. We'll talk about that next. This is your RSL post-match show right here on the RSL Radio Network.
He sends the ball well over midfield. Chicho brings it down. Chicho lays it off to Diego Luna. Back to Chicho. The hat trick. 3-1 RSL. Chicho's holding up three fingers. This one should be over. First minute of stoppage time.
Welcome back to the RSL post-match show. Yeah, you heard Chicho Ringo with the hat trick there. He does that in the first minute of stoppage time. We had to play 12 more minutes of this match to see things out. Welcome to the wonderful world of soccer, everybody.
Yeah, nice way to start that 13 minutes of stoppage time. Everyone was pretty peeved when that was announced. Yeah. And then, you know, and it felt like, oh, crap, like batten down the hatches. Mm-hmm. St. Louis is really going to press. Immediately, Chicho with the third one put them up by two and really sealed that one. It was nice.
It was the right way to get it, the right time to get a dagger.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. I want to remind you guys the Real Salt Lake single game tickets are on sale now. Secure tickets for when they have coming up next. Columbus Crew coming to town on when's that? April 13th? Is that the right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's April 13th. So hit rsl.com now for tickets and more information. Sorry, I don't know what you say.
I'm lucky for some. 13th.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a Saturday, so it should be okay.
It's not Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Do you skip the 13th at all costs?
Yeah, pretty
okay,
much.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to work.
Oh, there you go. So coming up, RSL is going to head up to Minnesota, trying to carry some of that road form from Vancouver. Spino, just kind of some early thoughts as RSL heads north and heads out on the road once again here.
Yeah, obviously Minnesota getting that first loss on the season. No disgrace in going to Philadelphia and not getting all 3 points or a point because Philadelphia are a really solid team. But no, I'm very excited to see RSL on the road again. Obviously, a great second 45 minutes from them against Vancouver. And obviously, they became the Road Warriors in 2023. Long may that continue. And obviously, RSL making America First Field more of a home stand and a solid place to be and entertaining the fans. But they're starting to play some really entertaining soccer, much more entertaining than we've saw in 2023, where they were just effective picking up results. But it seems to me that RSL is starting to play soccer in a more entertaining fashion. And also we get a first opportunity to see Eric Ramsey up front.
I was going to say, new head coach.
New head
Minnesota,
coach over
yeah.
there, Minnesota, came from Manchester United. One of those young coaches that is doing very, very well for himself. When you look at Kieran McKenna at Ipswich Town and Michael Carrick at Middlesbrough, they play some really entertaining football. So, yeah, it might be a testament of what the coaches were actually pretty darn good at Manchester United, and it was the players instead that went up to scratch. Well, I had to get a dagger in somewhere, right?
You had to. Well,
we did it off the air earlier, so yeah. There's always got to be one on the air.
Eric Ramsey, 32 years old. He is the youngest permanent head coach in Major League Soccer right now. It is terrifying for me to consider that he is a full 6 years younger than I am. Crazy, but hey, welcome to the new world of head coaches across. I'm talking not just in soccer, across sports. If you're a young coach, there's no like issue in putting a young guy in charge, it feels like, anymore.
Yeah, and rightly so. I mean, we trust these players that come through as teenagers, Fidel Barajas. You know, you trust him. Why not trust young coaches have fresh ideas? Work incredibly hard with their coaching badges. It's a good opportunity for them. And to be able to snag a young coach from Europe, again, I'd love to have more American coaches. That would be fantastic. But people are starting to see, particularly from Europe, that it is an opportunity to come work in a really great league. And for all the gripes that we have with Major League Soccer sometimes, it is an attractive option. And, just excited to see how we fare against a talented young coach.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Lauren, any thoughts from you on the Minnesota look ahead here?
It's just always a tough place for RSL to play. They've struggled historically there. They've had a couple really good wins there.
They've had some memorable moments as well.
Very fun ones. Yeah. David Ochoa, yes. Thank you for that. I will have to wear my villain David Ochoa hoodie next Saturday for that broadcast. But yeah, it's just a tough place to play, and it's a good Minnesota team, as you'd expect. But RSL, you know, recently on the road, been pretty fun to watch. So I'm coming off of a game like this as well, I think they'll have a lot of confidence, especially in a good time when Minnesota's lost, obviously returning home. I mean, that's their first loss of the season. So they'll still be pumped up, and it'll still be a tough game. But I think probably best case scenario for RSL going into this game, especially if you can get Fidel Barajas back. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody kind of riding a high of a good win at home and having that confidence. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how Real Salt Lake fares against this Minnesota team. I think this is also a bit of a natural rivalry between these teams that's developed over the last couple of seasons, so it should be a little bit feisty.
Well, the one thing about it is also, if you get Fidel Barajas back, you've got a lot of attacking talent right now for RSL, mm-hmm. looking for minutes, so that should They say iron sharpens iron, and Spino, you got a thought there.
Hey, if you're wondering where David Ochoa is, LAFC too.
Yes, he did get back into a major league, well, ties with Major League Soccer, so happy for him. I'm hoping that he can kind of turn his career around. He's still got a lot of playing time, playing years ahead of him, so...
Only 23.
I was gonna say he's still he's not even 25 yet.
Especially as a goalkeeper, I'm really hoping that he's kind of figured that out and he's got the right people around him to help him make those decisions. And you know, it'd be really cool to see his career kind of get back on track as a goalkeeper because he was so talented. He is so talented. I think he just had a few blips while he was here at RSL and then when he went to DC United and, you know, just didn't quite work out with those decisions that he was making. But, you know, people grow up and, you know, hopefully he's made the changes that he's need to make in his life and in his inner circles. And yeah.
Well, good for him. The good news is RSL is winners tonight. I want to remind you guys that McDonald's is teaming up with Real Salt Lake to bring you the tastiest season ever all season long. Get free McDonald's by just using the McDonald's app. Download and check the app daily for special offers. Like now, when Real Salt Lake wins, so do you. All season long, when Real Salt Lake wins, get any free get free large fries any purchase on the app. Real Salt Lake McDonald's, that's the taste of victory. All right, as you go out the door here, guys, any final thoughts from you thinking back on tonight? A hat trick, first regular season hat trick since the turn of the decade, as we found out from MLS PR. First one since 2018, when, as our good friend Sean Walker over at Salt City FC said, it was the quack trick for Damir Krylock.
What a night.
So what a night. Yeah, that's probably the best way to sum it up, Lauren. Any other thoughts from you?
I mean, I was just thinking about that win against LA Galaxy with a hat trick for Damir, the duck on the field.
Duck, yeah, quack trick, yep.
Really crazy Amber Alert that went out that all of those LA Galaxy players, Zlatan included, would have received on their way back to the airport that just said Gray Toit. You know, that was a pretty wild night. It was a fun one. Anyway, tonight I'm just happy for this team figuring out that performance, getting 3 points here at home. Going to keep an eye out for any news on Anderson Julio.
Sure.
Because, you know, it'd be great to get Fidel Barajas back if that is indeed just something he missed out tonight and is expected to be back next week, but be bummer to lose Anderson Julio as well. It would be great to have Fidel return if we're losing Anderson, but hopefully that's not the case. Would love to have him have a good, healthy run. Season.
And you also have an Anderson like on your roster when you go to these away matches where he can run wild on teams. So any thoughts from you as we wrap it up here?
Yeah, just looking forward to the next game, obviously. You know, a good performance from Real Salt Lake. You know, outside the first 3 minutes where they, you know, kind of gave up or turned their back on the ball a little bit, I thought it was an impressive 87 minutes plus 13, so 100 minutes, I guess.
Yeah.
Of soccer from Real Salt Lake, very controlled, no panic. Didn't get into things they shouldn't get into. Didn't get into the emotion of St. Louis trying to make it chippy. And very mature performance.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us. Do want to remind you guys that tonight's post-game reaction was presented by our friends at America First, the official credit union of Real Salt Lake, and the only place you can get the team's exclusive Visa, credit, and debit cards. Whether you need low-rate loans, better ways to manage your money, or tools to grow your business, America First all-star roster of products and services can help you reach your financial goals faster. Excuse me. Become a member today at AmericaFirst.com. All right, so big thank you to Alex Napolis for producing back in the studio for us. Obviously, big thank you to Spenno and Lauren for being here with me. I'm Jay Catch. Thanks for tuning in. This has been your RSL post-match show. RSL beats St. Louis City 3-1. Two wins on the bounce as they head to Minnesota next week. That'll be a 5:30 pre-match show here on the RSL Radio Network. Excuse me. I'm struggling tonight. But a 6:30 kickoff, and we'll be back with you guys again then. Once again, 3-1 win for RSL tonight. This has been the RSL post-match show on our broadcast tonight right here on the RSL Radio Network. Good night.